الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال تعالى وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم صدق الله العظيم My respected elders, beloved brothers, last month was the month of Rabiul Awwal. And this month is actually the month of Rabiul Akhir. Our ulama mentioned that in these two months, the month of Rabiul Awwal and in the month of Rabiul Akhir, that the seerah, the life of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should be discussed. The different aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally in these months also we find in various parts of the country, seerah jalsas are held. And what is the purpose? That we discuss the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the verse of the Quran Sharif that I have recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that what is the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ That verily you are upon sublime character. Meaning that if any person wants to learn character, where do you have to go? You'll have to go to the university of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the university of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is where a person will learn character. A person will learn how to interact with other people. A person will learn how to treat his family members. A person will learn how to treat his wife. A person will learn how to treat his parents. This will be only at the university of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today in the Muslim Ummah, you'll find in the world, that throughout the world, the amount of work that the ulama are doing, no other religion in the world can do that amount of work. They priests and whatever have you, they cannot do that amount of work. So they found, the kuffar in the west, they found that how should we now give the Islam and give the Muslims a bad image. So the only way that they can portray Islam as a bad religion, that the people of this religion, they are fundamentalists. The people of this religion, they are terrorists. But we find Islam has got nothing to do whatsoever with terrorism. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came into the world and he showed good character to the believers. So here once again, we cannot fight them. We do not have the arms. We do not have the ammunition. We do not have the fighter planes to fight them. But show the Muslims, show the entire ummah, show the disbelievers what is the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and win them with the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and see how you will bring them into Islam. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he left Makkah Al-Mukarramah, who did he leave with? Only one sahabi, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he traveled all the way to Madinat Al-Munawwara. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the 8th year of Hijri, when he's coming back to Makkah Sharif to come and perform Umrah in Makkah Sharif, in the 8th year when the conquest of Makkah Sharif had taken place, how many sahaba does he come back to with Makkah Sharif? He comes to Makkah Sharif with 10,000 sahaba. He leaves with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one companion. When he's coming back, he's coming with a group of 10,000 sahaba. Where did they come from? How is it that they all had entered into the fold of Islam? And leave that 10,000 in the 8th year of Hijri. 2 years later is Hajjatul Wada, the final Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the occasion in the 10th year of Hijri, when the Hajjatul Wada takes place, now how many sahaba? On the plains of Arafat, some say 80,000 sahaba, some say 100,000 sahaba, and the famous view, 120,000 sahaba are present in the 10th year of Hijri on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. This is in a period of 10 years, 13 years of Nubuwat, of prophethood in Makkatul Mukarramah, 10 years of prophethood in Madinatul Munawwara. In a period of 10 years of Nubuwat, the sahaba had increased right up to 120,000. How is it that they accepted Islam? This was character. This was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they saw the noble character of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find sahaba flocked into the deen of Islam and all of them had become Muslim. It is mentioned, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala says, when I heard of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, balaghahu mab'athun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been deputed. The Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has arrived. What did he do? He told his brother, irkab ila hadha al-wadi, that go toward this valley and fasma' liqawli hadha al-rajul, go and listen what this man has to say. His brother goes to listen to the talks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he returned, he says, ra'aytuhu yatakallamu or ra'aytuhu ya'muru bimakarim al-akhlaq, that I saw Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the only thing that he is commanding, what is he commanding? Have good character. And here it's not restricted that you must show your good character only to the believers, that only show good character to Muslims. Every person in the world, whether he's Muslim, whether he's not a Muslim, whoever it might be, show good character to such a person. This was the teaching of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, inna khiyarakum ahsunukum akhlaqa, that the best person amongst you is that person that has the best amount, the best character. That will be the best person amongst you. A man with good character is the best. Your Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not say, a man that spends the entire night in tahajjud, that is the best amongst you. He didn't say that. He didn't say that person that gives a million rand in charity and the most amount of charity, he is the best person. No, he said the best amongst you is the man that has good character. And who could have greater character than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam? It is mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana ahsana an-nas, amongst the people he was the best of people. Wa kana ajwada an-nas, when it came to sakhawat, when it came to generosity, there was no one more generous than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Kana asja' an-nas, when it came to bravery, going onto the battlefield, there was no one more brave than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala says, he says ma su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam an shay'in faqala la, that never was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam questioned and asked that give us something, and he used the words la. Never did the word no come out from the mouth of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore one poet he said laula tashahhuduhu lakana lauhu na'amu, that in tashahhud, when we performing salah, there a person says ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, that I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah. He said had it not been that la, that no in tashahhud, there would have never been the word no in the vocabulary of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the generosity of the man. This is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is mentioned in one narration that one woman, she brings a sheet, a cloth for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A beautiful cloth, she brings it and she gives it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then she tells Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya Rasulullah, I want you to wear this cloth. I want to make you wear this cloth. So immediately Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with great desire, so to say, that he showed that I'm in need of it also, he takes it from that woman. This was his character. After taking it, immediately he puts this cloth on. So one sahabi, he sees this beautiful cloth on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has just put the cloth on now. And he says, ya Rasulullah, ma ahsana hadha, that how beautiful is this cloth that you're wearing. That my desire is this, that you make me also wear this cloth of yours. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets up immediately. He goes into the room. Sahaba upset. They tell the sahabi. They taunt him. They tell him that what have you done? Didn't you see that the man just put the cloth on now? How can you ask for that cloth? The sahabi said, he said that rajautu barakataha hina labisaha an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I desired the barakat. I desired the blessing that was in the cloth. Many people say today there's no such thing as blessing. There's no such thing as barakah. There's a proven from hadith. Sahabi stood up. He said rajautu barakataha. I hope that I desired the barakah and the blessings in this cloth. And then he said, لَعَلِّي أُكَفَّنُ فِيهَا, that perhaps the time will come when I will leave this world and I will go into the qabr. This is the very same cloth that will be used as my kafan, and I will be enshrouded in this cloth and I will be put into the kafan. So, and I will be put into the qabr. So we find what was the character of Nabi alayhi salam. Who was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam? The man never said no. It is mentioned in some narration, this was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. Others said Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf was, so to say, a millionaire of that time, and yet he was desirous of that cloth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah bin Ubay ibn Sulul, the worst sickness that a person can have on the surface of the earth is the sickness of hypocrisy. Such a dangerous sickness is hypocrisy, that in the opening verses of Surah Baqarah, two verses Allah Ta'ala explains iman, only two verses. Entire iman is explained in two verses. Allah Ta'ala explains kufr, that how dangerous is kufr, in two verses kufr is explained. So two verses for iman, two verses for kufr. When it came to nifaq and hypocrisy, 12 verses of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala revealed. Allah Ta'ala explained what a dangerous disease hypocrisy is. Hypocrisy actually started in Madinatul Munawwara. Prior to that it was there. But in Islam it started in Madinatul Munawwara. When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had migrated and he came to Madinatul Munawwara, there were the Yahud, the Jews that were living in Medina, other groups that were living in Medina, the Aws and the Khazraj were living in Medina. The first thing that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did, he went up to these groups and he said, let us enter into a peace contract, into a peace treaty. We won't harm one another. We will live as brothers over here. And if any force tries to harm us, we will unite. We will fight that force. So all of them agreed. It is mentioned this very same Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sulul, the leader of the Munafiqeen. He was the first person that had plotted against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and he brought about division in Madinatul Munawwara. So can we imagine what a dangerous person this was? In Suratul Munafiqun, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions That this very same Abdullah ibn Ubay, he told the Ansar of Madinatul Munawwara, لَيُخْرِجَنَّ الْأَعَزُّ مِنْهَا الْأَذَلُ, that you are the honorable people of Medina, you are the Ansar of Medina, that these people that have migrated from Makkah and have come to reside in Medina, remove them here from Madinatul Munawwara, send them back to Makkah Sharif. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed, he asked him, he says that I've never said that. Allah Ta'ala himself says, وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ, Allah Ta'ala bears witness that these munafiqin and these hypocrites, they are the biggest liars on the surface of the earth. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says regarding hypocrisy, what a evil, that innal munafiqina fi dharkil asfali minan nar, that the hypocrites, they will be in the lowest depths of the fire of Jahannam. This is a disease that is even worse than kufr. But the very same Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Sulul, Ra'isul Munafiqin, he's on his deathbed. His son comes to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, that this is the condition of my father. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks the son, he says, what is your name? He says, my name is Hubab ibn Abdullah. My name is Hubab. He said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hubab is the name of Shaitan. You got to change your name. I'm changing your name now. Your name is Abdullah ibn Abdullah. Ibn Abdullah. Your name is Abdullah. Your father's name is Abdullah. So you are Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. So he says, let's go to your father. They go to the father, leader of the munafiqeen. He's on his deathbed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that juncture, he has caused so much of harm to the Muslims. He has caused so much of harm to Islam. He is taking out his Mubarak kurta. And he says that this kurta, he gives it to him. And this is the very same kurta that formed part of his kafan. Now this very same munafiq, he passes away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is requested, perform the janaza salah. According to riwayat and narration of Sahihain, Bukhari and Muslim Sharif, it is mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam stood up. He performed the janaza namaz of this person. After performing the janaza namaz, according to the narration of Bukhari and Muslim, Allah Ta'ala revealed these verses of Quran, وَلَا تُصَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ, don't perform the salatul janaza of a man that has died upon kufr. Don't stand on the qabr of that person. إِنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, they disbelieve in Allah and His Rasul. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, they have left this world and passed away as transgressors, people that have broken the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But understand that this was how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had dealt with the disbelievers. On one occasion, a group of Yahud, Jews, they had come to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So from a distance now they greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what words do they use? They say, Assalamu alaikum, may death be upon you, O Nabi of Allah, na'udhu billah. These are the words that are used. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, immediately I understood that the word that they were using was actually a curse for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The wife of Nabi alayhi salam, what love she had for Nabi alayhi salam, she responds, she says, wa alaykum assalam wal lana, that upon you also be death, and the curse of Allah be upon you as well. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately says, mahlan ya Aisha, mahlan, stop, O Aisha, stop over there. So he says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further says, inna Allah yuhibbu rifqa fil amri kulli, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves that a person is soft in all matters. Don't be harsh against people. They are kuffar, they are Yahud. But then also, don't be hard towards them. She said, Ya Rasulullah, did you not hear what these people have said? Didn't you hear how they have cursed you? So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I also heard it. And I responded by saying, Wa alaikum. And I terminated over there. So how did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treat the disbelievers, the kuffar? So this is the very same akhlaq we got to show the world today. When this akhlaq is presented before the world, this character is presented before the world, this will attract them towards Islam. Our salah we are performing, mashallah. Jummah time, masjid is full. How many disbelievers are going to see your salah? The charity you are giving, mashallah, very good. But how many disbelievers are going to see your charity? The fasting in the month of Ramadan, you are doing very good. How many disbelievers are going to see your charity? Your hajj, how many are going to see? But that akhlaq, your business transaction, I said that I'm going to pay within 30 days. I was up to date. I paid the man his account on time. You showed him your akhlaq, you showed him your character. A man needed a glass of water. You got up, you went and gave him a glass of water. You showed him akhlaq, you showed him character. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us that your neighbor has a right over you, whether he's a believer, whether he's not a believer, he's got a right over you. So much so ulama have mentioned that 40 neighbors in front of you, 40 neighbors to the rear, 40 neighbors to your right, 40 neighbors to your left, all of them have got a right of you. Do we even know our immediate neighbor? Do we know the name of our immediate neighbor? Have we one day taken a little gift, a little hadiah, to the neighbor that is immediate next to us and said that this is what I have brought to you. I am a Muslim. That I am also instructed by my Nabi to take care of my neighbor. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has gone to this extent and said, إِذَا تَبَقْتَ مَرَقَةً فَأَكْثِرْ مَاءَهَا وَطَعَاهَا جِيرَانَ, that when you're cooking your curry at home, then add a little extra water in that curry. Increase the curry that you are cooking. cooking and go and give your neighbor also a little bit of curry. This was the ta'aleem, this was the teaching of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in regards to this very same neighbor. He said, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min, Wallahi la yu'min. I take a qasam in the name of Allah. A man cannot be a believer. Who? Alladhi la ya'manu jaruhu bawa'iqahu. That his neighbor, he is not safe from his harm. That man cannot be a believer. That meaning you cause a little bit of harm to your neighbor. A man cannot be a believer. Our pious predecessors, they went to such an extent that leave Muslims and non-Muslims. They went to the extent they never caused harm even to an animal. I will just take a few incidents of this. Let us understand this. For example, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, very, very pious person. He had once come to Lodium, to Pretoria. And when he was in Pretoria, he was living at a very, very wealthy person's home. So when he went into his room at night, his host came in the morning, Fajr time, to wake him up. That Hazrat, let's go, we have to go to the masjid. Found him sleeping on the floor. Says, what's wrong? There's a beautiful bed that is here, a comfortable bed that has been kept for you. What's the reason? Why are you sleeping on the floor? He says that, don't worry, I was very, very comfortable. What a beautiful carpet, 5-sheel carpet that is over here. So he said, no, what is the reason? Why did you sleep on the floor? He says, last night when I entered the room, there was a cat that was sleeping on the bed, having a comfortable night's sleep. He said that I thought to myself, who am I to disturb the sleep of that cat? So I decided, let the cat sleep on the bed and I'll sleep on the floor, and I had a comfortable night's sleep. So they never even caused harm to a cat that was sleeping. On one occasion, he was there in Jalalabad, and he was going from the Khanqah, from the masjid to the Khanqah, which was at a distance. In India, you have the monsoon rains, and when it is monsoon rains, there's water all over. On this particular occasion, he changed his route. Normally, he had a particular route from the masjid direct to the Khanqah. On this particular occasion, he changed his route. He took a longer cut, and then he went to the Khanqah. So then when he reached the Khanqah, he asked his disciples, he says, do you know why I've changed my route today? They said, no, we don't know why you have changed your route. He says that when I left the masjid, I noticed that there were ducks that were playing in the water over there. And I thought to myself, if I have to walk past these ducks, then this will cause them inconvenience. They'll have to run away because they don't want to be near human beings. So this will inconvenience them. So I thought, let me take a longer road and let me go to the Khanqah. So look how far they thought. Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Hardoi Rahmatullah Alayh. What a great saying. Abrar, the meaning of Abrar, Alladheena la yu'udhuna dhar. That man that does not even cause harm to an ant, according to the Arabic meaning. Abrar is that person, Alladheena la yu'udhuna dhar. He doesn't cause harm even to an ant. Wala yardhuna bishar. And they never happy with any type of evil that a person commits. One particular occasion, he came to perform his wudu. As he sat down on the seat to make wudu, he notices there's ants. And here, Abrar is the one that doesn't cause harm to ants. He got up from the first seat. He sat down on the second seat. He's about to make wudu. Again, he notices there's ants. He gets up from the second seat. He goes to the third seat. On the third seat, now he realizes there's no ants. He performs wudu. But I cannot cause harm even to those ants that are over there. So he moves. He rather take the trouble, but do not cause harm even to that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually the akhlaq, and this is actually the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll take another incident. Hazrat Maulana Mia Asghar Hussain Sahib rahmatullah alayh, a very, very great alim of Darulum Dioban. He was the ustad of the Grand Mufti, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, the author of the Quran, Ma'riful Quran. He had authored. His sons are Mufti Taqi Uthmani and Mufti Rafi Uthmani Sahib. Great alim of deen. So on one occasion, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he went to visit his teacher, Maulana Mia Asghar Hussain Sahib rahmatullah alayh. On this particular occasion, they sat down to have mangoes. So after they had partaken of the mangoes, in India, when it's season, mango season, people, the entire meal is mangoes. So they had eaten only mangoes. After eating the mangoes, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he tells his ustad, he's got to serve his ustad. He said, let me clear up the dastarkhan, let me remove all the peels, I'll get rid of it. So he said, do you even know how to clear this dastarkhan that is here? This table that is here, do you know how to clear it? So he said, Hazrat, he asked his teacher, he said, Hazrat, do you even need a PhD to know how to clean the dastarkhan? So he said, yes, there's a way to do that as well. So he said, how should I do it? What should I do? So he says that currently at this time in India, there are so many people that are poor. They haven't seen a single mango. And in those days, when all the garbage used to be taken out, they used to be placed on the pavement, on the street. Thereafter, the garbage truck or the collectors would come, they would remove it. So he said, if you're going to place it in one place, all these poor people that will be passing by, they will look at all the peels, and they will say that, look at these people, they are enjoying so many mangoes. We haven't even tasted a single mango in the entire season. You'll hurt the heart of these people. So what did he say? He said that take the mango peels and distribute it. Put some at a certain point. Put some at a different point. Some at a different point. So a poor person that is going past, also he does not feel hurt. So we find this is that akhlaq. This is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A man that can adopt this akhlaq. Do you ever think a husband will have a marital breakdown? You will have a problem at home with his wife when he shows this type of akhlaq? Do you ever think a parent can have a problem with his son if this is the type of character? Our children can have a problem with their parents if this is the type of character. If this is the type of character, do we ever think an employer will have a problem with his employee? Or the employee will have a problem with the employer? It is impossible. Because this is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'll terminate on this incident. Mawlana Hussein Ahmad, my time is already exhausted, just 1 minute more. Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali, a very, very great alim of Darulum Dioban as well. On one occasion, he's traveling in the train. So there was a Hindu, a Sikh that was sitting next to him. So after some time, the Sikh gets up, he goes to the toilet, and he returns very quickly. So he didn't relieve himself, he comes and sits down. He says, today this is the condition of the railway, of the rails, of the train of India, that a man that goes to the toilet cannot even relieve himself. It is so filthy. So Mawlana doesn't say anything. After a little while, he gets up, he goes to the toilet, he comes back, and he tells him, he says that Baitul Khala to bilkul saaf, it is absolutely clean, go and relieve yourself. He says, no, I went now, I know what's the condition. He says, go and have a look. So the Hindu gets up, he goes to the toilet, he looks at the toilet, absolutely clean. He relieves himself, he comes back. He asks him, he says, did you clean the toilet? He says, you don't worry, you have relieved yourself, you are at ease now, so don't worry who cleaned the toilet. So he says, no, tell me, did you clean the toilet? Finally he says, yes, I have cleaned the toilet. Why did you clean the toilet? What is the reason? He says, this is the akhlaq and the teaching of none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if that is the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there on the train he recited kalima, he became Muslim. This is the akhlaq that had to be shown to the world. My respected elders and brothers, in regards to this, that how we can change our inner self, how each and every one of us can adopt this very same character which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had shown the world. Inshallah, we'll be having a program in Darul Uloom Azadwal on the 12th, 13th and 14th of Feb. That is exactly in 3 weeks' time. It starts from Jumu'ah on the 12th of Feb and terminates on the 14th of Feb on Sunday at the time of Zohar. Inshallah, brothers are requested to participate. Meals, everything will be provided. All brothers are requested to do is bring your bedding along and inshallah participate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the noble character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.